Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Back before pumpkin pies were even a glimmer in the eyes of bakers, Pleistocene-era mastodons, mammoths, and giant sloths were spreading the seeds of these fruit far and wide. Anywhere that these huge animals, collectively known as megafauna, roamed would become a dumping ground, if you'll pardon the pun, for the seeds of pumpkins, squash, and other members of the genus Cucurbita, which would then spring up from those seeds. But while these wild fruits were nourishing giant animals, these ancestral pumpkins were not yet part of the diet of humans or smaller animals due to the plant's toxicity and bitter taste. A study by an international group of researchers who looked at gourd and squash seeds in mastodon dung has shown that the extinction of megafauna about 12,000 years ago led in a rather roundabout way to the evolution of Cucurbita from the toxic and bitter into the tasty pumpkins and other winter squash that we enjoy for Thanksgiving, and which, in turn, evolved into the now ubiquitous pumpkin spice lattes, beers, and ice creams. Though, note, there is a difference between pumpkin flavoring and pumpkin spice flavoring. The latter may be made up with fall pie spices, like allspice, cinnamon, ginger, and nutmeg, and have no actual pumpkin flavoring involved. But how could the extinction of megafauna back then lead us, even in a roundabout way, to autumn's most used fall flavor now? Think of coevolution. That is, when two or more species mutually affect each other's evolution. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with Lee Newsom, co-author of the study in question, and an associate professor of anthropology at Penn State. She said, there's a whole suite of plants that have co-evolved. It's called dispersal mutualism with animals. There's a large number that are co-evolved with mammals. Some just hitch a ride on mammal fur, then ultimately fall off somewhere. The fruit of other plants, such as the wild gourds that giant sloths and woolly rhinos chowed on, are eaten and their seeds expelled, maybe miles from where the original plant grew. Imagine automobile-sized mastodons running rampant across the environment of what's now North Florida and Georgia, eating wild gourds, then expelling seeds, which are still lodged in the dung that Newsom and her team found and studied. As the environment warmed following the most recent ice age and the large mammals became extinct, Newsom explained, quote, the plants were left without their primary partner and disperser. But enter a new partner, us. And Newsom explained, by then, humans were present and were starting to make use of wild gourds and squash for containers. And ultimately, humans are planting the seeds and changing them. As the plants evolved and adapted to the new environment, smaller animals found that some of the cucurbita didn't taste as bitter anymore. Over the dozen millennia that have passed since the end of the Pleistocene Ice Age, wild gourds and squash evolved into the tasty foods we eat today. So next time you're chowing down on a pumpkin pie, squash casserole, or pumpkin spice latte, remember the mastodons and their dung. Without the demise of megafauna, pumpkins might have remained bitter and unpleasant to our palate, and we'd have a much less flavorful diet. Today's episode is based on the article, Mastodons and Mammoths Gave Their Lives So You Could Have a Pumpkin Spice Latte, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Karen Kirkpatrick. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.